Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. It will be a happy Friday after this segment. We are talking about music that will make people dance, I think.
I hope so. Apparently, okay, so this is probably one of the weirdest ones, I think. So we're doing Northern Soul, which I think is one of the weirdest stories. I can't probably say that a lot. One of the weirdest stories I've come across. So it's a British music and dance phenomenon. Late 60s, so let's say 69, way into the 70s. Semi not really faded in the 80s, but is actually still going. Mm-hmm. But they didn't create any of their own music. They use American soul music from the earlier 60s.
Right.
I read something that said, the music was Motown, but the passion was British. So there's this, in these northern, sort of really industrial, sort of poor cities in England, they sort of fixated on this particular era of Motown. In fact, not even Motown. They hate Motown. It's way too commercial.
Okay.
And they found these rare sort of dud singles that did nothing.
Right.
Found them on vinyl. And I think that was part of the thing, is you couldn't get this music, so you had to go to the club to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because only the DJs had
the singles.
These rare singles.
Got you.
And they just started these club nights that were so big that it was a London record store owner that noticed everyone from the north would come to town and look for these particular records. So he called it Northern Soul.
Okay, right.
Which is how, and so these club nights got so big and then lasted, you know, for over a decade and possibly now still going. But it's just so weird because it's such a big phenomenon, but it's not their music, you know, it's not their artists.
I'm really curious to talk a little bit about how that kind of came to be, but I am going to hit the first track.
This is apparently very important, the most famous one, apparently. It's 1965. So you can hear that Motown sound.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But they like a particular kind of this bopier.
I mean, this is such a great tune.
Yeah.
I know there will be a lot of Northern Soul fans listening right now, so text in if you are a Northern Soul person. 5395.
So apparently at the time, in this period I'm talking about, the 70s, there was like only 5 vinyl copies in England.
Wow,
so,
really?
So it was really like hard to get it and hear it.
So that's interesting though, because this song, this is Frank Wilson, Do I Love You. This is quite a classic now, like it's maybe gone beyond the Northern Soul scene and kind of had a mainstream.
See, I don't know these songs.
Well, it's been in a lot of movies and things. So did it kind of give it a bit of a revitalization then, maybe?
Well, for all these artists, imagine you released a song in 62, it went nowhere, and then you find out 10, 15 years later, you're an icon on
another part
of the world.
Yeah.
And some of them did. They would go over and do gigs and concerts.
How cool.
You know, so it's kind of this, you know, the cool story. If you found out, wait, what? I'm famous in England?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think also supposedly, so it was about finding this new and rare, you know, anything that was mainstream was bad, you know?
So it's a crate digger's genre.
Absolutely. But it was also this sort of misty-eyed nostalgia. They didn't like disco and funk, you know? They liked this particular, I don't know, sort of point in time.
So is this is kind of what I wanted to ask you about. Is this like a socioeconomic thing, do you think? There's like a sort of not a very affluent period of time for the North. Is this maybe kind of tied
in with
that?
Some people think it is, but instead of going for like the super rebellious, like punk and hip-hop, which were happening, theirs was like just party, just escape.
Pure joy. Yeah.
And so just, you know, run away from your troubles instead of like confront them and, you know.
Was there like an...
See, I can't picture this as a banger with young people.
Who doesn't want to dance this? It's so good.
See, it doesn't... For me, it seems old, you know, and neat, but like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just can't see it as a... And now here's another thing I didn't know, that Northern Soul, because of the DJs, the fashion, the drugs, the all-night parties, invented club culture.
What?
True.
Because...
Invented club culture.
Yeah. With all-night parties and drugs and fashion, having these sort of particular...
Scenes.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so interesting.
You know, America had, you know, obviously discos and stuff, but this was that more club...
Yeah.
You know...
Dancing.
And you have... Apparently, they wore patches. And you would collect patches of the different clubs, the results of Northern Soul patches that have a fist on it. People might, when they see it, they might see it.
Someone wants to know, what is sort of the race politics of this? Were there race politics, or was this everybody under one roof raving?
They were all white.
Okay, so it was a really white scene.
Yeah, I mean, there was less black folks in England at that time. You know, it wasn't like how it is now and then beyond.
Is this pre-Windrush era?
I don't know what Windrush is, but okay. But a few black British folks that I know here, they all knew about it and loved it.
Right.
But I don't know if they were attending these clubs. You know, they were very white spaces. And they, I don't know, there's long descriptions of the fashions. I didn't know any of it. Ben Sherman suits, I don't know what that is.
Oh, a Ben Sherman suit. Yeah. It was like a snappy-ass outfit.
And brogues, so, you know, lots of description, but then also kinds of skirts and vests.
I'm finding it very hard not to dance in my seat right now.
Really? See, these just seem so old to me. So is this Tony Clark now?
Tony Clark with Landslide.
So this was 1965 as well, and in the early 70s, he died. He was shot by his wife.
Oh,
shot
my God.
Shot by his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Drama.
Yeah, so, you know, ladies, tell your partners that story.
Did she get convicted for that?
I don't know. I didn't look. I'm assuming she... But so he kind of missed his...
Missed his revival.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if the wife gets the money from it.
Someone here has texted and saying Starlight by Index is a banger, probably their favourite.
So the drugs you're supposed to take is speed, apparently.
Far out.
Speed.
Yeah, you know how a lot of the genre have their specific matching drugs?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I didn't know speed was around in the...
I just didn't really associate. I thought Northern Soul was more wholesome than that, but maybe it's not.
Certainly is not.
Well, they were dancing. You know what I mean? They were getting it out. Like, it wasn't like they were sitting around bugging people. And apparently the dancing was super athletic and weird. Like, it was kind of breakdancing, you know,
wow.
Which is really acrobatic. So here's these white kids.
So there's like a real specific dance style that goes along with Northern Soul as well.
So seeing white men dance, right? Because we know, you know, some people believe there's a barrier between those two categories. And they were way into it, super dancing. Now people will recognize this song.
Oh yeah.
I just looked up Northern Soul dancing because I was curious, and they actually have championships. Here's a video from one from 2013.
Oh my God, they're still doing
it. Oh, they're very much still doing it. We have had several texts in already about Point Chev RSA. Tomorrow night there is a Northern Soul night.
Okay.
I have been to one, I've been to a couple of those. They're bloody fun. So I highly recommend, if you've got nothing on tomorrow, Point Chev RSA, Northern Soul.
So this is Tainted Love, and it was a huge hit when it was recovered by Soft Cell in 1981. Mm. It was the number one song of the year. And then Marilyn Manson in 2001. But this, now you can hear the more Motown-y backing sound. But oh my gosh, this lady, so she's American, you know, kind of soul singer. She moved to England in the 70s, re-released the song, so that's why there were more vinyls of it. Had a relationship and a son with Mark Bolan, who performed in his band.
Oh, far out.
Wow.
Someone has said Northern Soul from mid-60s, definitely not pre-Windrush. Thank you. I couldn't remember the date of when Windrush was, so cheers, Texter.
With the dancing, there's a lot of like dropping down to the floor and bouncing around.
Yeah, so people feel it looks like breakdancing, but it's like not from
it's its own thing. Bouncier, I want to say, than breakdancing. Like, they sort of drop down and bounce as if...
Somewhere between sort of like swing and breakdancing,
maybe? I don't know
maybe?
If I'd say swing. Tap dancing?
Tap dancing, nice.
Yeah.
So it's called a music and dance movement. So it's not really a genre. It's a nice movement is the word
I've
heard.
It's a lifestyle.
Now, record companies in England during the 70s, this is even weirder again, they got permission to repress some of them.
Right, okay.
So imagine, you're a record label, what do you produce? Oh, I get old music that people listen to now and remake them.
Hey, if there's a market for it.
Yeah, so isn't it a weird story? I just don't think I've come across anything like that before.
Someone wants to know if it's related to the mods as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and especially that idea of fashion, you know, like that you go out and you know, there's a particular way you dress up.
Mm-hmm. And there's a nostalgia to it.
That's right. And so,
but it's also got kind of a radical edge.
People were linking it to the mods or the mod type phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. There was links to that.
Far out. I love Northern Soul. Thank you so much.
You know, it's funny to me, but and it's amazing. Look at it still going.
It is amazing.
2020.
I think it is amazing when you hear something, you know, has been sort of reclaimed or claimed by a group in a different period,
yeah,
in a different place. It's really, really interesting. And a lot of love for it coming in on the text machine
really?
As well. Yeah, BFM listeners love the Northern Soul.
Because also you guys are young people too. So it'd be one thing if it was someone from that time that had happy memories. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hear those songs, it reminds me of dancing in the bouncing, tap dancing at the club and with my Ben Sherman suit. And but so for you guys, it's fresh.
Yeah. But it's just good tunes.
But
isn't
I think
it?
Also you're getting the layers. You know, there's that first release, and then there's the next sort of communal popularity in the 70s in another part of the world. And then there's the continuance of it, you know, like you're getting all those layers of history in your enjoyment of it.
Definitely. So thank you so much for bringing us Northern Soul, Kirsten. Final PSA for the Point Chev RSA tomorrow night. There will be lots of dancing and sliding across the talcum powder, according to this texter. Will be fun, so head along if you want to have a good boogie.
And then maybe people should look up what you're supposed to wear.
Mm. Yeah, get the right fit. Hey, what are you talking about next week?
Hapa haole.
I don't know what that is.
One more time?
Hapa haole.
Hapa haole. Okay.
It's Hawaiian.
Oh,
and
cool.
And haole is what they call the, it's like their word for pakeha.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
And hapa is song, so it'd be like, why it's pakeha?
Fantastic. we'll look forward to that
but
next week.
But you'll know
week.
Them. They're very famous. Once you hear it, you'll go, oh.
Hey, cheers, Kirsten. See you next week.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.